93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:11 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. We are live at the Maple City Cruise Night in Monmouth, going on till 9 o'clock tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us this evening. Of course, we call it Galesburg's Evening News, but hey, we cover Monmouth every now and then. We were just here earlier this week for an important reason. We might touch on that and other things with my guest here on site, Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies, who is here. Welcome. Thanks for coming by once again.
Good afternoon, Will. Thanks for having me in here. It's always great to visit with you and talk about Monmouth.
Yeah, this is, as I said at the beginning, Rod, this is really a big event, and it seems like it gets bigger every year and becomes an important part of summer here in Monmouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. The first Friday in August, they have, the estimates vary somewhere around 30,000 people coming here, and anywhere from 2,500 to 3,500 cars, depending on how it goes. It looks like we're already down to Harlem Avenue there at Pizza Hut, and it looks like another successful car show.
Yeah, Harlem Avenue, where Pizza Hut is, down to at least where People's Do It Center is here on the opposite side. So that's
right.
If that's any indication, that's a nice amount of real estate you're covering.
Yeah, it sure is. And then first couple of blocks east and west of the city center. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people here, and this is a great event. People support it. All the car owners come in, and it's quite a collection of cars. The Maple City Car Club certainly does a great job running this.
Are you a car guy, Rod?
I grew up working on them, I have a misspent youth, so yeah, used to own quite a few.
I was once told that I must have went from birthright to adulthood, but that's another discussion for another day.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you hear music in the background, on the other end is where the stage is that Eternity Road will be playing on tonight, that our Chris Poston, among others, is a part of, and the music's a little loud, but so bear with us. Hopefully, I'm sitting as close as I can to the mayor without making it uncomfortable so he can hear me here. But, there are so many other things in addition to this that tourism-wise that I don't know that people always necessarily think of that they can come and see and do in Monmouth.
Yeah, we'll have the our fall festival event, which will be the first week in September. And then later on in October, we moved Bacon Fest. It was, last couple of years, it was the week after the car show, and it just got to be, a lot of work for the volunteers, and we kind of wanted to spread those events out and maybe make it a little later in the fall and kind of maybe gear it around Monmouth College, and so we could get, some of the college folks involved in that. Yeah, that's another great event that we have that's coming up.
And in terms of other things with tourism, the Wyatt Earp Birthplace and other things like that really kind of help make Monmouth what it is by and large, don't you say?
Yeah, and we've got Monmouth Park District is got a great park system here. We've got just a number of parks in town. And of course, they've got the Gibson Woods Golf Course along with the main park, and then the new Patty Park has a splash park in it and some all-new playground equipment. So it's been a nice addition to the city as well.
In addition to those sorts of things going on in the city, you've had, I would say, with one unfortunate exception, a lot of really good luck lately in terms of bringing business to town, with Fairway opening up just this week and Love's developing and things like that. You must be feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, no, it's great. We've had Hirschbach Trucking came into town, and they're going to make Monmouth their training center and a whole new staging area for all of their trucks. They brought in a couple thousand new trucks here and to kind of take advantage of all the activity going on at Smithfield Foods and Cloverleaf Cold Storage. And then, of course, we're very fortunate to have Midwest Pet Foods that's adding some new, doing some expansion and adding, I think, a new dog treat line. And then, of course, the Loves Project, they've closed on the land, and I think they're planning their groundbreaking next spring. So, it's been really great to see so much interest in Monmouth.
To what do you attribute that? What do you think is finally making, well, I shouldn't say finally, but maybe more so in recent years, making businesses interested in Monmouth?
We've worked pretty hard to try to make it attractive. I think there's no question that on the industrial side, certainly Smithfield Foods and their continued growth and expansion, with Cloverleaf, certainly attracted Hirschbach and Parkins Trucking and some other businesses that way, which then also attracted Loves. Those are all good things, and we've been continually investing in infrastructure and so that we have the capacity. We drilled new wells. We've added some new water softening equipment to treat water. So we have plenty of capacity, and we're certainly starting to take advantage of that. And we've also got a new water main going in on the south end of town to help with reliability and increased pressure and better service. So, we've just had a lot of things going on.
There have been, in terms of infrastructure, I know that there are parts of it between water and sewer that are well over a century old. That's got to be a bit of a concern to you at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we keep getting mandates from the U.S. and Illinois EPA for things that we have to do.
Love those mandates.
Yeah, they never come with any money.
Yeah, darn the luck.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to get that money, how to finance it, and so we've got a lot. We still have we just found out maybe two new mandates coming down the road, so we'll have to finish figuring out how to best fund that. We're in the middle of our phase two of our combined sewer separation projects to meet compliance requirements there. And we're also in the middle of about a $7 or $8 million renewal and revitalization of our North pre-treatment facility that services Smithfield Foods. So those things are necessary and which takes up all of our finances, and we don't get to address a lot of those 100-year-old other infrastructure needs that we continually apply for grants and look for funding and help with that. And I actually have a grant application pending with USDA to address some of that 100-year-old sewer. But again, we're just, it's a never-ending project. There's certainly more needs than money.
Is it difficult to kind of balance the needs of what Smithfield needs in order to survive here versus having to deal with some of these other issues? Or is it easier than I might think it would be?
A lot of the issues that with Smithfield for example, this last big modernization we're doing, they're partnering with us, and they're actually going to cover the cost of that. So it is a partnership. So those dollars are not being taken away from other infrastructure. Our combined sewer overflow project that's being mandated and the next new one that's coming down the line, those will require local resources to solve those problems and meet those requirements. And those do take away from the other infrastructure needs we have.
In terms of roads, where are you at in terms of maybe addressing some of those needs? I say as I came into town today with part of 34 coming into town being resurfaced, that's got to help.
Yeah, they're going to do a really good rebuild and resurface on the bypass. But we do have it was a rough winter, and we do have a lot of needs in town for roads. Monday night at our council meeting, we're going to ask council to approve a new motor fuel tax project that will probably have us spending over $800,000 on roads this fall. So it'll be one of the biggest projects we've done. 800,000 sounds like a lot, but unfortunately it doesn't do as many blocks as we would wish. The asphalt cost, we get about the same amount of money from the state and motor fuel tax funds, but the asphalt has gone from about $40 a ton to $140 a ton.
Good Lord.
But we still have the same money, so yeah. You obviously are not going to get to do as many blocks as you want. And so we've also are going to add 100,000 of our local motor fuel tax money to that, and try to make it a more extensive project.
Going back to, I was just thinking of when you mentioned the pet food place in Smithfield. It wasn't so long ago where the futures of both of those facilities here in Monmouth were uncertain, but it sounds like they both made quite the comeback in recent years, and especially with Smithfield having the Cloverleaf facility right next door has been huge for them.
Yeah, over the years from its beginning back in the late 60s as Agar, it's gone through a lot of different changes, and a number of those processing facilities have opened and closed, and it's actually farmland was the last one that was acquired by Smithfield, and then Smithfield was actually taken private, and they've really added to, expanded, and have really modernized the facility. So it's since Smithfield has taken over, first as its own private company, and then now as a public company, and now as a private company, they continue to invest in it. We are one of their most efficient plants in their system, and they're certainly continue to invest in it.
In a general sense, and I have a couple of minutes left, Rod, what other concerns or issues do you have right now here in Monmouth that, in a perfect world, if time and money and things like that were not a concern, what other issues would you like to solve?
Well, I mean, like so many companies or communities in the state, our public safety pension funding is a very critical issue. Every community is facing that, and so we have to continue to address that. And again, those are funds that take away from other projects. And the 100-year-old infrastructure, we could certainly do a lot more with that. And also, certainly,
in terms of pensions, Mayor Pritchard in Galesburg has long hoped that police and fire pensions will be rolled into the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund at some point. Is that something that would help you too?
Absolutely. It would certainly lower the administrative costs, because the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund has its own investment specialist. They have their own accounting systems and actuaries and legal advisors. I mean, all of that overhead is already built in. They've been very efficient and actually had great returns on investment with their funds. And it's a multi-employer plan that's what they do. It's not just a local folks trying to manage it. And again, the costs of doing that are very expensive, and so it would certainly make it much more efficient.
One of the things I meant to ask you about that I slipped my mind until now was, I know that there was work with the Warren County YMCA that was ongoing that I know will be a big help to residents as well, right?
Yeah, I think they're planning to have their new outdoor water park pool facility finished next spring.
Great.
And we're going to help out with some water and some operating funds, and it'll be nice to have YMCA will be running it, managing it, staffing it. They have a lot of aquatics experience, obviously, and a lot of experience developing programs for the kids. And so it'll be great to have them running that, and I think it'll be a great addition to the community again.
Well, gosh, if I didn't know any better, this isn't really a bad time to be a resident or even a visitor to Monmouth, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's it's certainly good. We've got a housing development that's we're working on trying to get ground broken. We've got some of the initial agreements in place, so we're anticipating moving forward with that. We've had some other commercial interest in the town, so we feel that there's a lot of potential in the future coming for us, and so, you know, we're really excited about it.
That's wonderful. Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies, thanks for coming by this year once again. We appreciate it, and we're glad to spend some time here in the Maple City, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Well, thank you, Will. It's appreciate you coming here and talking with us about Monmouth a lot of times.